welcome back. It's getting down to the last few weeks of the end of my exchange experience. I can't speak any higher than this. The placements I've been on have been amazing. The lectures, again, amazing. So it has been a fantastic opportunity. So many people I've met here. The lecturer, Catherine Webster, who is the organised person for the English course over here, she's English herself from England, so she's lovely, laid back, lovely lady. She's also going to be my reference for my CV, so when I get back in a couple of months, full-time working, she'll be there for my reference, and having Sweden, that will give me so much to talk about. The things that I had to overcome with the whole language barrier, just the opportunities that I've gotten to do that I don't believe I would have been able to do back home. Of course, the education is why I'm here, just to learn the different systems and the health, how they work, how we work. There has been some ups and downs of what we do better, but there's also been things that the Swedish do. But another great thing, while you're in Europe, travel. I've been to so many different countries, I think about 12 in total since I've been here. I've just gotten back from London and Amsterdam with a few friends of mine, and both of those cities are amazing. Loved it. I'm back here for a couple of days. I'm in my room actually at the moment, frantically packing. I brought so much stuff, if you might remember. I had too much when I was coming over. I reckon I probably have double that by the time I'm going home. So I'm busy trying to toss things, what I want to keep, what I don't want to keep. I might be sending some things home, but that busy, busy process. And then in a couple of days, I'm flying to Prague with another few friends. And then from there, we're going to be road tripping it down to Slovenia, and we'll fly out of Croatia. And then again, a few more days, I'll be off to Italy with a friend of mine, just going up the northern. We're actually staying with a friend who is on my level, so he has invited us to his place. So I'll get traditional mama pizza and pasta, and then we're going back through to Switzerland, another girlfriend who has invited us to stay for a few days. And then from there, I've got one or two days, and I'll be flying back to Australia. I'm excited to be coming home. I think I am ready to come home, but at the same time, we'll miss here. Everyone, we're so close, 24/7 pretty much with each person, best friends. So it'll be hard to say goodbye. There's been a few farewells which have been a bit sad, but as we said, they've opened their doors for when we come back to Europe, which I will definitely have the travel bug now, and they've all been welcome to come to Australia, so fingers crossed that I'll get to see them in the next few years anyway. But it's been such a fantastic opportunity. There's plenty of places to be studying for the La Trobe abroad program, but for nursing I highly recommend Malmo, Sweden. It's close to a lot of things. It's just so much fun, and I'm so happy that I took that time just to do all that registrations. And once I'm here, there was a few hiccups along the way, I'll admit, but when you're here, you don't look back, and that little bump in the road was nothing to the doors that have been opened to this fantastic opportunity that now other people won't be able to experience. And I was fortunate enough to have come over to other girls that I study with, and we knew each other, but now we are so much better friends, and we have this one thing that we've done together. We've travelled together, and it's something other people just can't imagine. People have travelled, yes, but we go with true locals. They take us to different parts, and just the study, what I've learnt, and things you had to overcome, language barriers and procedures, what they do and what we do, and some things are better and some things aren't. That's just not wrong, it's just different to what we're used to, and I'm glad that I've been able to do it. So stay tuned, and hopefully the next time you'll see me, I'll be at an airport coming back home to Australia.